This is the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. Kitty DeGree changed people's lives. She worked to improve Northeast Louisiana in every way possible, enhancing services and programs she believed critical to the betterment of our community. Next Friday, April 12th, the University of Louisiana at Monroe will rename its nursing building as Kitty DeGree Hall. Many people knew Kitty DeGree as a philanthropist, volunteer, and community builder. Associate Dean of Health Sciences Dr. Judy Fellows was also fortunate to call Kitty DeGree a friend. Dr. Fellows, welcome back to the ULM Forum.
Thank you very much. It's glad to be here.
First of all, tell us a little bit about how you first got to know Kitty DeGree.
Well, I first met Kitty in about 1995, and the university at that time was known as NLU, and there was an organization on campus that was called the NLU Faculty Wives Club, and it had originally been set up by Mrs. George Walker for the wives of the male faculty members. And so they had continued this organization, and when I was first back on campus, they invited me to be part of this organization. And so that was the time that I first met Kitty DeGree.
So for people who don't know her or didn't know her, what was she like?
Oh, she was wonderful. She was a warm, outgoing, gregarious, caring person that always wanted the best from others and encouraged others to do their best and give their best. And she was a wonderful example of that.
For someone like me who never knew her, but knew her as a name and as a philanthropist and as a picture in the paper, what would you say to those of us who didn't get to know her personally?
I'm sorry that you didn't get to know her. She was such a giving person in terms of helping others to feel like they really could make a good contribution to the world in whatever way they could make a contribution, and whatever their means, whether it was a personal means or financial means or just brightening somebody's day with a smile on the sidewalk.
Talk a little bit about her relationship with the university.
Oh, she had a great relationship with the university as well as our community, as we all know. But her relationship with the university was long and far-reaching, but it always seemed like it was always to promote the better good for students and for faculty and staff that were here, whether it was from the bell tower and hearing the bells ring across campus every quarter hour to the Kitty DeGree Speech and Hearing Center in Sugar Hall, to the Kitty DeGree School of Nursing, to the Pharmacy Library and Resource Center. She just really reached out and always was hoping to do things that would be beneficial to the students and to help them and encourage them to be the best that they can be.
Well, I didn't know her immediate connection to the speech language. I didn't know her connection with the Speech and Hearing Center, but she was hearing impaired.
She was very hard of hearing, and so she wore hearing aids, and she really used lip reading a lot to be able to communicate with people, and a lot of people did not know that.
You tell a story, since her background was in real estate, you tell a story about having a chance to drive her around the area close to the university.
Yes. Several years ago, I was getting ready to take her home from a university function. And just on the spur of the moment, I said, Kitty, I said, have you had the chance to see some of the property you used to own and that you used to rent to students in the area? And she said, no. She said, I haven't been around that area in a long time. And so we took the time to drive around, and we actually stopped in front of the different buildings. And she just reminisced and talked about what that part of her life was like and starting out, and that she didn't leave the repairs to other people. She was the one that was making the repairs, and she was cleaning the apartments, and she was taking care of all the bookkeeping and the renting and things like that. She was a full service provider for those students that were renting those properties.
She was a one-man band.
She was. Wow. Very much. Very much.
I never knew that about her. I knew that she'd owned a lot of real estate in the area, but she was actually bought real estate close to the university and would rent that to students, right?
That's right.
So over the years, a number of sizable donations to the university, but really she was looking to see the university prosper and help change people's lives. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I think she wanted to change people's lives from now until forever. that she wanted to leave a lasting legacy, and that she wanted people that come to this university years down the road, that they have facilities and opportunities for them to make the most that they can make of their opportunities that they have and for their chances. And that she just took herself from basically starting out a real estate business, and she grew it into the magnificent community that we now see.
You mentioned another great that our community lost recently, Nan Salisbury, and that she and Kitty DeGree were close friends.
Yes, they were very close friends. And they're two people that in my mind that I try very hard that I want to emulate both of them, both with their positive spirit that they had and their encouragement for other people, and just always wanting to see the good in people and really celebrating that good in people.
Next Friday, we'll be convening to rename the nursing building, the Kitty DeGree Building.
That's right. Such
a legacy for her to be able to have that named, not only the School of Nursing, but also the building named after her.
I think that it is very, very significant, and I think that it's very interesting that the windows on the building actually are mirrors that actually reflect back on the campus air proper. And I think that that's a reflection of Kitty's good works in our community, and that it's a reminder for all of us that we need to mirror her legacy and continue to give of ourselves to others.
Dr. Judy Fellows is the Associate Dean of Health Sciences here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Judy, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you for inviting me.